Sometimes when we read the lives of the saints, we can be almost in awe on how holy they were. There's almost an untouchableness about them, on how much they fasted or how many miracles they did or what kind of miracles they did, and they're almost unrelatable. Like St. Joseph Cupertino, who when he would offer Mass, he would float because he was in ecstasy. Or St. Rita of Cassica, who was given the crown of thorns, the wound of the crown of thorns, and she suffered much throughout her life. Or St. Nicholas, who brought somebody back from the dead. It'd be pretty cool to do that. But some might say the same about Saints Peter and Paul. St. Peter also brought somebody back from the dead. His very shadow cured somebody from a disease. Or how St. Paul would travel everywhere. But when it comes down to it, all the saints are like you and me. They have a fallen human nature, and they put the work in to be a saint. And the difference is they denied themselves, they were humble, they repented, and they turned to Christ. So let us take a closer look at St. Peter in particular and see how he is so relatable to us. The first time we see St. Peter in the Gospel is at the Sea of Galilee. And Christ is walking on the beach, and he calls St. Andrew, Peter's older brother. St. Andrew is the first apostle. And Andrew comes over to Peter and says, "We found him. This is the guy. Like, this is the Christ. This is the one St. John the Baptist is talking about." But St. Peter he's been fishing all night. He's washing his nets. He doesn't want to hear it right now. He's kind of done. And Christ looks at him and says, "Launch your nets one more time." And then he says, "Come on, I'm kind of tired." But he does it, and he says, "But for you, Master, I will do it." And he goes out, and then he catches a boatload of fish, and he comes back. And what does he say? Scripture says, falling down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." There are those three things. He had his pride, but then he was humble, he repented, and he turned to Christ. That is the theme of St. Peter. And then after that, Christ said, "Follow me, for I will make you a fisher of men." Ever since then, Peter was kind of the one who wanted to be closest to Christ, at least outwardly. We see that when they're walking through the crowds, Peter's almost like Christ's bodyguard. When Christ is walking one day, he says, who touched me? And Peter's like, there's a ton of people here, like, let's keep going. But there was a woman who had the faith, if I just touch Christ's garment, I will be healed. And that should be our attitude. If we can just touch Christ in our heart, we too can be healed. We also see Peter is always the first one to be spoken to when Christ is trying to relay a certain point of the gospel. There's a special presence of Peter. For example, when they're at the house and Mary Magdalene comes in and washes the feet of Christ with her hair and anoints his head and spreads the holy ointment, Peter was like, because she kind of just came running in, so Peter immediately gets up and is like, "Who's this?" But Christ says to Peter in particular, not the apostles, but to Peter, he says, "You didn't wash my head. You didn't wash my feet." And it's always, Christ is always looking at Peter and the apostles saying, "You should be closer to me and not worry so much about yourself." And then we get to today's gospel, when Christ asks, "Whom do men say that I am?" And it's Peter who says, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." So every day we should, when we wake up, we should remind ourselves that Christ truly is the Son of the living God. When we remember that, everything will go well. When we're tempted, if we remember that act of faith, we can overcome temptation. after this confession of Peter, a little later on in the gospel, in chronological order, they're in the storm of the boat, and they see Christ, and Peter gets out of the boat, and he starts walking on water. Why? Because he's so focused on Christ. But then he forgets, and he starts to sink into the water and starts to drown. But then he remembers again, and he calls upon Christ to save him, and Christ saves him. And that's just like us. We want to be with Christ, we try, and then we fall. But the important thing is to get back up again. It's not how many times you fall, it's about how many times you get up again. Continuing with St. Peter. Then they're in the Last Supper, and Peter's on fire with the faith, and Christ says, I'm going to wash your feet. He says, no, you're not. And he says, Peter, you will not have anything to do with me unless I wash your feet. And he says, okay, wash my head, wash my hands, wash everything. I want to be with you. And then Christ also tells him, Peter, you're going to deny me 3 times. No, I'm not. I love you, Christ. So then, as we see later on, he's in the Garden of Olives, the Garden of Olives, and Christ is in his agony. And Peter, James, and John, they're human. They're sleeping. They're tired. And then all the guards come in, and they try to apprehend Christ, and immediately there he is, Peter, taking out his sword. He tries to defend him, and then he runs away. There's this human side. But the important thing is that he keeps coming back to Christ. And that's the big difference between Judas and Peter. Judas also betrayed our Lord. And we also see Peter, once he ran away from the garden, he still didn't give up. He followed from a distance. He followed Christ and the whole all the guards into the Herod's courtyard, and he's still watching, but he's afraid. And then he famously denies Christ 3 times, but he repented and came back to Christ, unlike Judas, who at face value seemed to have repented, right? He came back and he threw the silver pieces on the ground and says, I've betrayed innocent blood. Every time we sin, there's 2 things that happen. The devil says, man, you are so bad. You're going straight to hell. Or there's the flip side that says, I need to repent. And that's the 2 sides. Are you going to be like Peter? Or are you going to be like Judas? Because Judas only went so far. He seemed to have repented, but he did not turn to Christ. And that's what Peter did. So, my dear friends, it is interesting how Christ chose Peter to be the first pope. And I think it is because of his humility. Fast forwarding well after the resurrection, even when Peter was pope, he was corrected by St. Paul to his face about some of the Jewish practices that no longer needed to be practiced in the new law. And what did St. Peter do? He took the correction and he was willing to work with it. So too, when we get corrected, are we willing to be humble? And there's a difference between being humbled and being a humble person. Being humbled, the prideful person, yeah, you could get humbled all the time, but you dig yourself deeper and deeper into the grave because you don't want to admit it. But a humble person realizes that he is nothing, and he looks up and turns to Christ because there is no other way. And so even in today's epistle, we see St. Peter, he's finally been caught, and he's ready to die for Christ. He knows all the times he's went back and forth and back and forth, but now he is ready to die for Christ. But God still had plans for him. And the angel then released him, and he walked through all the guards and got out of there. But some of you might be saying, okay, I see how St. Peter is relatable, but look, I don't have an angel appearing to me and saving me and telling me how to live my life. But you do. You have a guardian angel who every time you're in temptation is warning you, don't do this. Turn to Christ before it's too late. And then when you do sin, that same guardian angel is telling you, okay, take those chains off and run with haste. So those chains are the chains of sin. And every time we have the misfortune of falling into sin, we should repent right away. It's the saint who repents right away. That's what we see in St. Peter. He repents right away. But repenting is one thing. You still have to turn to Christ. And that's the other symbolism of this epistle. He takes the chains off, but then the angel says, let's go right away. Let's girt your clothes, put on your sandals, and get out of here. So too with us. We can repent, but we need to run to confession and turn back to Christ. My dear friends, the saints are not saints because they are holy. They are saints because they became holy. There's an effort involved. So we have to pray to the Holy Ghost to stir up the Spirit within us. We must pray to St. Peter to help us to be humble, to repent, and to turn to Jesus, because he is the Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.